after the gifts have been opened, the food has been consumed, you may find yourself plumper, exhausted, and yet starved for diversion from your loved ones and family. That's the time for a holiday movie. Weekend Edition's entertainment commentator Elvis Mitchell joins us now from the studios of WDET in Detroit. Elvis, Feliz Navidad.
And to you.
Of course, this is the season people talk about a movie the whole family can enjoy, recognizing that the Mitchell family only goes to Sundance Award winners.
They don't like to dance in the sun at any other time. No.
Yes, okay. So what movie theater could look forward to the Mitchell family coming?
There is a great new movie by the filmmaker Zhang Yimou. He has his second Hong Kong action film out this year. It's The House of Flying Daggers. It felt there's a lot of interference in what the filmmaker wanted to do, because his movies are really about a kind of a romantic sweep, an epic complication of emotion. It has such an enormous sweep that by the end we just feel pulled along into what feels like a whole new form of action movie.
House of Flying Daggers might not be playing in every other city. Is there another film you want to recommend?
Well, I think I'd like to recommend some things that people could watch at home. One of them happens to be the great adaptation of A Christmas Story, directed by the man who brought us Porky's, Bob Clark, that happens to be quite, quite wonderful.
This is Gene Shepard's.
Yes, and there's a great running narration that comes from Shepard that has, I think, such a kind of a plummy amusement that you can't help but even listen to the narration and laugh.
Okay. This is a young boy growing up, dare I say it, near Chicago. It's a coming-of-age story.
Yeah, but it's also a coming of understanding of who we are at Christmas, too, and the way that Christmas can pervert the desires and understanding of even the most normal families.
We've got a clip where the family's having, as I recall, Christmas dinner at a Chinese restaurant because I think the neighbor's dog has eaten their turkey, as I recall.
Yes.
La, 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 la. Sing like this. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa, la, 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 la. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Ra, 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 ra.
Well, I guess we have to make up for everything we said about House of Flying Daggers by presenting a slightly older view of the Chinese community on this planet.
Certainly a less enlightened one, but I think a lot of Shepard's stories, too, are about what America was supposed to be and what we were supposed to make out of our own America and what we're supposed to make out of our own Christmas, too. And finally, that's what A Christmas Story is about.
When we asked you to name some of your all-time favorite Christmas movies, you came up with Bruce Willis's Die Hard.
It's set in Christmas, and, well, I think we've all felt like we were trapped in a burning building with a bunch of terrorists at Christmas time and wanted to get out by any means necessary. I know that Die Hard is probably the wildest choice anybody could possibly make, but I can come up with a movie that's probably a lot more tied to Christmas and incredibly touching and has perhaps the best score that Mark Knopfler ever wrote for a movie. Bill Forsyth's Comfort and Joy. It's about, this will make sense to you, Scott, it's about Scotland's biggest radio personality who undergoes a huge crisis of confidence when his girlfriend decides to leave him during the holidays. But it is worth seeking out. The soundtrack, it is one of my most prized possessions, and I play it every year at Christmas time.
Cheers, everybody, in this great, big, weird, and wonderful city of ours. And listen, folks, I'm not going to tell you what the time is today or tell you what's happening with the weather. Oh, no, we're going to have a day away from all that. I'm just going to sit back, play you some very nice music, and tell you some of the worst jokes that you're ever likely to repeat. So in the meantime, here's a little bit of music while I tuck into my Christmas pud. Merry Christmas, everybody. God bless us, everyone.
Elvis Mitchell hosts The Treatment on KCRW, and you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.